I'm talking to you from the top of Mount Everest. It's the only place I can get any decent reception on my radio. Listen to the James Whale Show. It's really good. God, it's cold up here.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. P. What's his name?
Black.
No, we can't. No, that's you can't. The word black is not acceptable anymore. Mr. P. Neutral Colour.
Mr. P. Neutral Colour. Then, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much indeed for the opening. If you too would like to be the voiceover for the James Whale Radio podcast show podcast thing. Then get in touch and Robbo will tell you how to do it.
Yep, you can email me, Andy. Your email address is jameswellradio@gmail.com.
Good. Well, this is going to be an interesting show because we're recording this on the day of the general election. And so I have at this time no idea who has won. It's a pretty foregone conclusion that the vicar's daughter is going to win the election, Theresa May. I might be wrong, it might not be, but all polls point to the fact that she is going to win the election. I have to admit that if there had been a place to vote none of the above in the election, I would have voted for that, because quite frankly, reading their manifestos and looking at the quality of the candidates, I mean, they're just a bunch of, put your own word in there. Who would you trust with running the country? Would you trust Jeremy Corbyn? I mean, his idea of what is fair actually might appeal to a lot of people, particularly younger people. But is he tough enough to look after us in the 21st century? Is John McDonald able to be the Chancellor and balance the books? Consequently, Theresa May, who seems to have all the charisma of a toad, really doesn't install any kind of excitement or confidence in me. Here's a woman who cut 20,000 coppers from the police force and then says, oh, yes, you can trust the country with me. Here's a woman who says, I'm very tough and I will be the best person to negotiate Brexit. The stupid woman wasn't even prepared to debate with the heads of the other political parties because she knows she's no good. I mean, what do we do? I can only hope there's a hung parliament. I can only hope there's a hung parliament. So there's no point in talking about it, because next week we can really get stuck into whoever did win and let's see what they do. The fact is that if we have less than a 70% turnout in the vote today, I'm going to feel pissed off. Because if more than 30% of the country decide they couldn't be bothered to vote, then we don't have a true democracy, do we? Of course not. So there we are. That's my feeling on it. And I don't have much in the way of anything to say about any of the candidates standing. I haven't seen. I mean, there are a couple I'm quite pally with. And once you're pally with somebody, it kind of distorts your opinion, doesn't it? There are some really nice people who are politicians. But the ones who are there at the moment, at the forefront, I'm not sure that they are the best people to run the country. I was talking to a well-known businessman the other day, Mr. Theo Pathetis, and I don't know whether he'd mind me saying, but he said, can't we find somebody better? Aren't there people better qualified to run things for us? I don't think there are. Maybe people like some of these guys should be actually in politics. It's a difficult thing, isn't it, really? Because I don't want to be in politics. Do you? So therefore, the people who do want to be in politics are the ones we have to choose from. And quite frankly, this election I have found very difficult. Basically, because this country has made, in my opinion, a huge mistake in voting to leave the European Union. However useless the organisation was, and I've said it on this show before, so I won't bore you with it, the European Union is a failed organisation. But if we drop out of it, we're going to find it very difficult to organise it. We're going to find it difficult to get trade deals with companies, a country still within the United States. European Union, and that is going to be a problem for us. The experts have said it is going to be a problem. It's going to hit the economy of this country. It'll probably be fudged over for a while, but eventually, a few years down the track, you watch. And I'm quite depressed about the whole thing. We're going to leave the customs union. We're going to leave the single market. We're going to do so much better on our own. This is a small world we live on. You know, it has major problems at the moment. There's a lot of countries fighting each other. We're at war with idiots. We're at war with the scumbags of religion. You know, so there are a lot of problems in this country, and leaving our European neighbours seems to me to be ridiculous. But anyway, forget that. I won't bore you with that again. Every time I talk to a Brexiteer, I think, how flipping fucking thick you are. When they come out with all the usual shit about, we're going to control our borders and all that, you know, you think, what the fucking hell have we been doing? Are you got enough bleeps for this?
I got a few.
Good. What have we been, you know, why aren't we doing it now? We could control our borders. We don't want Europeans in. Well, OK, well, then we're going to have to accept a couple of million people who are living in Europe who are British back, aren't we? It's ridiculous. It is stupid. The arguments for leaving Europe have been absolutely crass. What we should have done is we should have paid more attention to the European Union. We should have actually taken part. Was it 20% people turned out in the European elections? Most people don't even know the name of their MEP. Couldn't give a flying shit about it. And now look at the state we've got ourselves into. Eh? Because there are a lot of xenophobes in this country. People who are frightened of foreigners. People who find anybody foreign coming to this country is a threat to them because they themselves are inadequate. Anyway, enough of that. I've done that before. By the way, at the moment, something, you know, just occurred to me, and you know how I love religion. I do love religion. I love talking about religion, taking the piss out of religion. I love it. You know, any religion that tells people they're going to go and blow themselves up and they're going to end up in paradise with virgins is a complete pillock, a complete idiot, a complete fuckwit. You know, and some of these stupid arseholes believe it. And these other guys dressed in bedsheets, sitting there with the long bushy beards telling them this, are just as stupid. They're mentally deranged. Mentally deranged. My advice is go and check out online. If you go on my Twitter site, at the James Whale, you see I'm following him, Paul Chowdhury. And you look at Paul Chowdhury and what Paul Chowdhury says about suicide bombers. And he has done a very interesting bit about the people who carried out the attack on London Bridge the other week as well. I mean, just go and look at it. And do you know what the other big news story is while we're talking about this? Oh, all the imams gathered to say it's not us. Of course, it's religion per se. Religion that actually causes these problems. Do you know what the biggest discussion in the Anglican Church is at the moment? They're upset. They're upset because the Church of Scotland, is debating or has been debating whether or not they should marry same-sex couples. Of course, the Church in England, the Church in Wales have voted against it. This is the sort of ordinary British Church. Homophobes. They're all homophobes. Oh, you can't say that. You can't say that about us. Why not? You are. You're homophobes, aren't you? Oh, well, Jesus said we... Who was Jesus? Oh, well, he was the Son of God. How do you know? You don't know. You've got no idea. You believe it to be a... But it's not a fact. So don't tell me it's a fact. And if you're so loving and if you're so gracious, then why don't you allow two people of the same sex who love each other and for some strange reason believe what you believe? Because I couldn't give a stuff. I've never got married in church. Don't want to get married in church. Never go to church. Haven't been in. I don't even go to weddings in churches because it annoys me. You get the pomposity of the bloke in the frock who stands up and starts talking bollocks. I can't be arsed with it. I really can't. But as a person who believes in democracy and freedom, I respect your right to believe whatever you want, as long as what you believe doesn't infringe on other people's freedoms. And this certainly does. What is it with you guys in religious organisations? Why are you so obsessed with people's sexual habits, eh? Look at yourselves. Look at yourselves. And you might think this is rather facile, but it all goes back to wanting to control the way people believe. And some of these idiots, some of these lame brains, some of these people who've got really deep psychological problems, listen to this shit on the internet. They get radicalized. They get so extremely traumatized by some of the ridiculous things that religions say that they actually go out and kill people they've never met. Don't start telling me it's not your fault. Don't all of you start holding hands from all the different religions and looking miserable and sad, because quite frankly, it's what you believe and what you insist on going on about that gets us into this situation. If, by the way, you don't like what I'm saying, you don't have to listen. If, by the way, you don't like what I'm saying, you can always send me an email, jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. Just let me know. I'll read out your thoughts. My thoughts are that it's about time people started telling the truth. There may be a God. I don't know. Atheists are just as bad as religious people. Agnostics, on the other hand, it's all these long names. I mean, people have open minds. There might be a God. There might be a creator. There probably is some sort of creative force. Otherwise, how do we get here? But people who read their books, whether you're reading the Quran or the Torah or the Bible, and these things, oh, this is told us by our God. And, you know, come on. They were written by people. They were written by people for the business of controlling, mostly a couple of thousand years ago when life was different. I feel better now. I'm not going to go on anymore because, you know, I know some people don't want to listen to me prattling on.
They do.
Do they?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, well, you know, give me some feedback, guys. Let me know what you think. Well, you can email jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. That will be the best way to do it. Or go to the website. What was I going to say? There's something. Oh, we've got another radio station who's taking us as well, haven't we, on Canvey Island. So I want to say big up to Canvey, of course. And I hope you haven't been too upset or depressed by my rantings. But, you know, everybody seems to be doing it these days. And when I think about it, didn't I start the radio ranting sort of 30, 40 years ago?
You might have done, yeah. It might have been you. It's all your fault.
I think it was me. Wasn't I the original?
Ranter, yes.
Yeah. The original and still the best number one talk show host in the country.
Yes.
Yeah, me.
Yes, you are.
I am, yeah, yeah. And go to the website. See, I'm not lying. We've got loads of my old TV shows. A lot of you listening now may not even have known that I had a television show. But back in the day, in the 90s, I had a TV show that went out every Friday night. And some people said was quite radical and quite risque. But having looked at them back, apart from the fact I look younger and wore bigger glasses than I wear now and had curlier hair, it's quite relevant, isn't it, in a way?
I've just watched one literally 10 minutes before we did this of some men in a room with some balloons dancing naked.
Yeah, well, you know, we did quite a lot of that. We had naked men, naked women, but that was the there was no babe station in those days. So we had to fill a void, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah.
And we had some of the first ever appearances on my show of very famous people now.
Steve Coogan.
Yeah, Steve Coogan, first appearance on television. Stevie there. In fact, that program is up online, jameswhaleradio.co.uk/videos. Go and have a look at it.
That's right, yeah. They're all there.
Yeah. So anyway, listen, I've done my rant because I'm just... I'll tell you why, because I'm getting pig sick of it. We haven't spoken since the atrocity on London Bridge, and the talk radio studios happened to be just round the corner from where this happened. And it was very frightening, and people obviously were very traumatized. by these idiots who were shot dead, thank goodness. And in a, when I say thank goodness, in a way, they're shot dead because their minds were manipulated again by so-called religious people, people who've got these very strong religious beliefs. Don't tell me they haven't, because they have. They think that their religion is the only one. They also interpret it in a very hard-line way. If you're gay, you'll get hung. If you lie, you'll get beaten. If you, I mean, if you go to school, you get thrashed for some reason. I've no idea. I'm not interested. I don't give a flying fig about Islam or Muslims or Christians or Christianity or any other religion. I have my own beliefs, my own spirituality in my head. And yes, I do believe that there must have been some creative force. And yes, I do believe that some, you know, just in the same way you need enough sun and enough rain and the right soil to grow things, you need enough thing to sort of generate life. Do I believe the rubbish that's written in quite a lot of these books? No. That was written by blokes. That's my thought on it. And when you seriously look at it and you think about it, these were written by people long time ago who wanted to be able to control lots of people. They didn't have mass media. They didn't want people going around killing each other. They didn't want people sleeping with each other of the same sex or with family members for all sorts of reasons. Times have changed. If you want to go and live in the dark ages, you're in the wrong place. And the idea, they all religion tells you there's a wonderful place. So if you have a shit time here, that you go and you, if you're a really good person and do what you're told and don't upset anybody, you will go and live, play a harp, sitting on a fluffy cloud and meet all your relatives.
I can't play a harp. I can play piano and guitar, but not harp.
Yeah, I don't think that matters. I think you just automatically learn to do it.
Oh.
But, you know, if you believe that, you believe it, right? And that's up to you. But, and it's a biggie, but there might be something. There might be something in it. I personally would think very unlikely that, but you know, in modern day society where we know lots more about lots of things, if two women love each other and want to live together, fabulous. If a bloke, another bloke want to live together, fabulous. If people decide they want to have hundreds of partners, as long as they're kind of, you know, don't force themselves on people who are not interested and try not to spread diseases around as best, you know, fine. It's, you know, this whole idea that people have that you can only have sex if you're in a relationship and the only reason you would have sex is to have children. And sex is a very powerful driving force and you need to sort of, people need to have boundaries and know that they can't just go up and have sex with anyone they feel like. That is not on. But, you know, that seems to be more prevalent in what these religious nutcases all over the world feel. They're obsessed with other people's sexual life, and it has to stop. And if you look, whether they happen to be Christians and you've seen all the problems of child abuse within the Catholic Church, we've had all sorts of problems within, in you know, all religions seem to want to try and pretend to be one thing but really are another. And if you would butt out of everybody's lives, I think it would be better. But if you believe in something, if you really believe in something, fine. You should be able to follow it. And of course you should. And the problem comes when, I suppose, if you want to join a club, you don't like their rules. Maybe it's time to start up a gay religious club for all gay people who believe in a God. Maybe that's the way. Maybe there is a kind of high-bred Christianism.
You can't say that.
How would you, you know, what would you call it?
Not Christianism. That's not right. You can't say
well,
that.
Well, you know, Muslim Christian sort of high-bred, which
yeah.
accepts gay people.
Mm-hmm.
That would be good, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the way forward.
I think you know, ranting on like this has actually has given us some kind of answer to the problem. We need, you know, like a Labradoodle, we need a Chris Mizzle. Chris Mizzle. Muskrizzle. You know, think about it. Email me your suggestions for a name for a new hybrid religion between Christianity and Islam. I might try that on the Talk Radio show, actually, tonight. Yeah, yeah. Right, OK, listen, is it time? What should we do? I've ranted. Don't let me rant on like this, because people will get very upset. I tell you what we did on Facebook earlier this week, and I thought it was quite good. I said, I'm bored talking about the election. What do you want to talk about? I thought it would be quite nice to talk about something other than the election or religion, which always seems to be the... And if you're sitting in the pub, that's always the thing that people want to talk about, isn't it? So where should we go? Let's start with Nigel O'Connor. Hello, Nigel. He says that the truth on where our recycling goes, he wants to talk about.
That's interesting.
I know a certain amount goes overseas to be burned here in Wales. If you don't put the correct waste in the correct bag, they won't collect it. And then we go to the local dump and see all the different coloured recycling bags in a big shed mixed, split open. Let's have the truth. Yeah, I think you're right. I think most of it probably gets burnt. Some of it does get recycled. But, hey, I just, whatever colour bag they want you to put it in the bag, put it in the bin. They won't know, will they? I mean, where I am, if you can't get your bags in the wheelie bin, they won't take them. Stupid. Absolutely stupid. Jonathan Ackworth says, I had contact with... oh, really? And he says, hello, I don't want to talk to him, Jonathan. I'm not even mentioning the bloke's name. Matt Dudley, I'm going to see Elton John tonight. Is he the best British artist of all time? Let's discuss. How do you decide? It's a personal choice. It's a bit like religion, isn't it? Is Elton John the best British artist of all time? No, he certainly is a very creative force, and he's been going a long time. Is he the best British artist of all time to date? No. I mean, Jimi Hendrix. You've forgotten Jimi Hendrix. Who else have we got? Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, Freddie Mercury.
Brilliant. Freddie Mercury, Jimi Hendrix. The best British artist of all time, Ed Sheeran. Some people might say he's good. Elton John is excellent. You know, there are lots of really good British artists. Who is the best? It's all down to individual taste, isn't it? That's the problem. You know, I might mention people you just can't stand. There were Ian Drury. Who I used to love, and the Blockheads, sadly, no longer with us. Elton John's got to be up there, but is he the best British artist of all time? I don't even know that you can actually choose something like that. When people say best, sorry, I'm moving away from Mike. When they say best this or best that, it's down to individual taste, isn't it?
Adamant.
Yeah, there's Adamant as well. So you have to decide. Right, Sarah or Sarah. Sarah Sleet Caswell says, actually, recently we had travellers move in locally. I witnessed them pinching items at a local store with the scared assistant under instruction not to confront them, and they left a real mess. This was in Solihull. So my question is, what protection do we have from travellers moving into our local parks, etc., where they damage fencing and get on and seem to move around at will? It caused a lot more police work and worry for parents taking children to primary school right past them. They seem above the law. Do you know, it's interesting. That's a really good point. I live with a couple of traveller sites very near me, and they're no problem at all. They live in caravans, but they all work. The sites are clean as most people's homes and back gardens are. In fact, the inside of the caravan, I was in one time, absolutely pristine. They do have quite a lot of animals around, and they often have the odd bonfire going, and don't we all if we can? Those people who move around and seem to feel they're above the law, I agree, they have to be stopped. And I think that everybody who lives in this country, whether you travel around or not, should have to pay some kind of local tax. I think if you move into an area, you should have to do that. And the police have got to be tougher, and the local authorities have got to be tougher on people who want to come and set up on the village green or the recreation ground or on a bit of land that isn't theirs. If most people did it, they would be prosecuted. So I am with you, Sarah. I think the law has to be a lot tougher. because it's tough on all of us, as it should be. And just because some people get frightened of being called racist, then they have to get over that. Stavros says, why don't people pick up their dog poo? Well, where I live, they do. And if they don't, people look at them in a very strange way, quite rightly, too. And I, you know, if you don't pick your dog shit up, you shouldn't have a dog, to be quite honest with you. Stuart Rankin says, a new series of Whaley Ghosts Town. That'd be good. Yes, we're working on that. Justin Richardson, which two animals would create the most unique and useful new species? That's an interesting point. I think if you could have a hybrid of a dog and a cat, no, that wouldn't be very useful. I'll get back to you on that. I don't. Anybody got any suggestions? What two animals, Justin Richardson wants to know, what two animals will create the most unique and useful new species? Christian Lloyd says, are you happy to give up privacy and human rights for security? Depends what human rights you want to give up. I don't have a real problem, really. What human rights? I think I should be allowed to do what I want as long as it doesn't impose on other people's rights. Privacy, I think anybody that the Secret Service want to look into or follow should be able to do it. We live in a democracy, don't we? We're not a police state yet. Yeah, I don't have a problem. Bobby Dickinson said, the sex life of the red American crab. No, thank you. Joy Stewart would like to talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Isn't that salt and pepper?
Let's talk about sex, baby. That one.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm bored with it. Janie Todd, if we move house, where do patients' GP records disappear to? The mythical processing centre, never to be seen again. And why do they need processing anyway, as opposed to just sent to the new GP? Janie, I don't know. I don't know. I've never had a problem with my records being lost. Have you?
Maybe it's to do with handwriting. They have to transcribe everyone's handwriting to text.
Yeah, it could be. A couple of other things you wanted to talk about, not the election. Do you think summer is the time for love, James? Of course, whenever. Do the warmer months make you feel young again? I've always felt young, David. Thank you. Michael Stansbridge wants to talk about stamp collecting, not on this show. Adam King wants to talk about underpants. And Nikki Sinclair wants to know when I'm going to retire. When you turn the radio off, I've retired. Right, well, I think I've been doing this non-stop now for half an hour nearly. I think it's time you did something, Robbo.
Can we do some music?
I haven't listened to this. This is a brand new single from Trigger.
Yeah.
Is that Trigger?
Not the Trigger, no.
No. Is that spelt in Welsh?
Trigar.
Yeah.
No.
It could be word Trigar.
Could be.
Yeah. Did you vote for Plaid Cymru, by the way?
No.
All right. Okay. This is a bit ska, is it?
Ska-based rap track. That's what it says.
Yeah. And it's sure to offend.
Yeah, it's got a little religious element to it.
Oh, gosh. After what I've been saying, this could be the program that really upsets them all, couldn't it?
It could be, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, shall we listen to it?
Yeah, let's have a spin, as they say.
Does it have a title?
It does. It's called Believe.
Time for us. South Pole are tigers from the jungle, camels from the desert, and apes from the rainforest. I believe he had some climate control apparatus for this project, because the Lordy is all powerful, so it's not so inconceivable. I believe the Bible is totally believable. I believe in heaven and I believe in hell. I believe in Christmas and Santa Claus as well. I believe in the Tooth Fairy and Easter Bunny too. But I don't believe that smoking marijuana's bad for you. Now
Protestants and Catholics, Seventh-day Adventists, Jehovah's Witnesses, Evangelists, Methodists, Fundamentalists and Scientists, so many Christians and so few lions. It's true that I believe that all these nanas know the truth,
but I don't believe that smoking marijuana's bad for you now.
Okay, well, there we are. That was Trigger and Believe. True as well. Now, if you've got a piece of music you would like to have played on the programme, you know what to do. Get in touch with Robbo at jameswellradio@gmail.com.
That's right.
That's all you have to do.
Yep. Include your MP3 and permission to play.
Yeah. And, you know, you're listening on radio. This is the James Well Radio Show, broadcast, of course, at this time on your radio station every week.
It is, yeah, without fail.
Yeah. So now we usually do a bit about technical stuff. I don't understand it. Well, and the film review, which enables Rob to get to the movies free.
Yeah, it does. Should we do tech talk first then?
Yeah.
Okay, it's been a week of Apple stuff.
Has it?
Yeah.
If we keep mentioning Apple, I've yet to get any freebies off them.
I've got loads of free stuff.
Yeah, I know you get free stuff, but I'm talking about me. This is the problem, doing a programme 300 miles apart, with you being in one part of the country, me being in another part of the country, and everything going to the office where you are. I don't get a chance to come in and get first dibs on it.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just marking your card, that's all.
I'll keep some stuff in a box for you, okay?
Oh, good. Thank you very much indeed. When you've finished playing with it.
Yeah. In a few years' time, you'll get them.
Oh, good. Right. So what have you been playing with this week?
Well, I haven't been playing with any of this stuff. This is the stuff that's coming out. So we've got the new Apple HomePod, which is the rival to Alexa.
Well, as soon as they send you one of those, you won't need that because you've got Alexa, haven't you?
Yeah, you can have that. I don't like the look of that. You can have that.
What? You don't like the look of Alexa because there's a new model coming out? What sort of heathen are you?
No. I don't like the HomePod.
Why?
Because it's made by Apple, so it'll be incredibly tied down and you won't be able to do the things you want to do on it. It'll just be all Apple stuff.
You told me to get an Apple computer and an Apple phone not long ago.
Well, yeah, phone's a phone, though, isn't it?
And then you said the Mac is the best computer going.
Well, that is true. That is true, yeah.
Yeah, well, make up your mind, or do I need to change it again?
Well, no, it's devices like Apple TV and this new Apple HomePod and things like that. They're all tied down to Apple. You can only have the services that Apple approve.
Okay. Well, I might as well have that then, because I've only got Apple stuff.
You can have that. Bad news for some people who have got old Apple gear.
Oh, right, like me.
If you've got an iPhone 5 or a 5C or an iPad 4, they're not going to work with the new operating system that's coming out. They've been discontinued.
So I have an Apple. I have got an iPhone 5 SE, haven't I?
Yeah, that one isn't mentioned. The 5 and the 5C has been dropped. I think your SE has the 64-bit processor in it, so you should be okay for this particular operating system's coming out, but future ones, maybe not.
Mm. And how do I know which iPad I've got?
I think you've got an iPad Air 2, so you're okay with that one.
What about the mini one?
The mini one, no, you probably won't be able to have the operating system on that.
Oh, well, I like the. This is the one I use, the mini one.
It'll still function, but newer apps and things may stop functioning.
All right. I might have to get another one. You might have to start sucking up to them again.
I don't mind sucking up to Apple. Good. As long as they give me free stuff, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I can use the HomePod and then I can tell everybody how wonderful it is.
That's a point. Well, you could do a bit of tech talk one week.
Yeah, no, I couldn't because I wouldn't understand a word I'm talking about. Right, films. Now, have you been to the movies?
I've been to the and I've been to the theatre.
Oh God, have you been to the theatre? You don't. You're not. Oh dear, you don't dress right when you go to the theatre, do you?
Well, I didn't think I had to dress for this particular theatre thing. I went to go and see the play that goes wrong.
What's that?
It's a play that goes wrong.
Yeah.
Everything that, you know, the set falling apart. It's basically, do you remember Fawlty Towers?
Oh, yeah.
It's like Fawlty Towers meets Bottom.
Isn't that like my TV show where I got up and walked out in the middle?
A bit like that. The set falls apart, things fall off, people get hurt, you know, stuff like that. The script, you know, people die in it. The actual actors die on stage, so they have to get other people on and stuff. The whole thing goes wrong from start to finish.
Oh, I quite like the sound of that. It sounds quite funny.
2 hours of non-stop proper belly laughs.
You enjoyed it?
Very, very good. Definitely recommend to go and see it. I'm not sure if it's still going, because obviously I've seen it in Wales, and I imagine being in Wales, we get the sort of tail end of stuff, but hopefully it'll still be going around and around.
Yeah. Well, the play that goes wrong sounds good. I mean, you know, and to get Welsh people to laugh, I mean, that in itself is an achievement.
Well, I'm not Welsh, so there we go. So I was okay.
Well, no, But you must have a sense of humour to live in Wales and not be Welsh.
And the film I saw last night, believe it or not, was Wonder
Woman. Should we talk about the Welsh language, shall we?
No, we'll move on. The Wonder Woman film, very good. Go and see it.
Yeah.
I don't normally like comic-style movies. I think it's just Marvel movies I don't like. I don't like Iron Man. There's too many of them, if you know what I mean. Avengers, done to death.
Yeah.
But Wonder Woman, very nice.
You just fancy her, do you?
Yeah, very nice.
It's been banned in the Lebanon because, I think, is it the Lebanon? Yeah, they've banned it there because it's got an Israeli actress as Wonder Woman. That just goes to show how thick some of these countries are.
Well, that's a shame because it's a good movie.
Yeah. You know, if they don't pull their fingers out and start getting on with each other, there is no hope for them. And it's funny, it's all these countries where religion started, isn't it? The Middle East, right? Christianity and Islam. Don't get me going on that again. Before they came along, we had perfectly decent sort of religions and beliefs here of our own.
I wouldn't say
decent.
What
was wrong with a bit of paganism or the Druids? What was wrong with all of that? And then they come along and bugger it all up.
Yeah, I think I'm leaning towards paganism.
Me too. Nothing wrong with dancing around the fire naked.
Well, don't get too close, obviously.
Yeah, yeah. Now, Wonder Woman was filmed in Britain as well.
Yeah, the castle scene. Yeah.
That was filmed at a fort off the River Thames in Essex. I know, because I went down to have a look.
Well, why didn't you get in?
Well, because I'd just done the breakfast show on BBC Essex at the time, and I thought, I'm going to have a little look. And then I thought, oh, I'm a bit tired. I'll go and get something to eat and go home.
Oh, so food got in the way then?
Yeah.
That's a shame. Good movie.
Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. Oh, sorry about that. Yeah. Okay, so where are we up to?
We could do questions if you like.
No, I think we should do Wales Mail.
Oh, have you got Wales Mail?
I've got one here somewhere, haven't I?
I've been diverting it to you recently.
Well, don't. Why would you do that?
Well, because you always say I edit them out, you know, and whatever. So I thought I'd just...
Yeah, well, you do.
I just send them to you. I just redirected them to all your private email addresses.
Well, don't. Well, yeah, okay.
Have you got one?
Yeah, I've got one here. This is from Colin in Geelong. He's the one who's always got a problem, isn't it?
He's always got a problem with you. I can't say he's always got a problem. He's got a problem with you,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah, he said, my Australian accent is shockingly bad. How on earth can this be a bad Australian accent? It's exactly how the Australians talk. And Colin in Geelong, anyway, sent us this. He said, I hope the electorate percentage is up and people get off their fat asses for the general election. Can you wish my Geordie mate Craig an effing happy birthday, please? Thank you, Colin in Geelong. How can that be a bad accent?
It was
can
sort of mixed.
Tell me that?
It was a bit mixed with other accents, I think, halfway through. Sort of changed.
A bit mixed with what accents?
I don't know. I couldn't work it out, but it sort of changed.
I thought it was an excellent one.
I thought it was an accent with a tinge of Australian, maybe, but there's something else mixed in there somewhere. Was it when
really?
You started mentioning Geordies and you started trying to change Australian to a Geordie accent?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's what it was. Yeah, yeah.
Keep practicing.
Maybe that's what it was. I will. I will.
Britain's Got Talent
next
year. I
notice there's this thing on Twitter at the moment, because this is the day of the election we're doing this. Dogs at polling stations.
Are they allowed to vote?
So I'm going to take my dog down and photograph it outside the polling station.
And what colour lead are you going to put on the dog?
Ah, that's a very good point. I better take one that's... I better take one that is completely thingy.
Neutral.
Yeah, that's the word I was looking for, neutral.
Yeah, apparently blue is quite neutral. Take that.
Is it?
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, that's a neutral colour, isn't it? Everyone likes blue.
Yeah. Yeah. I see, I've just been tweeted by Victoria Derbyshire.
I recognise that name.
Yeah, she works for the BBC. Very nice of her. She's just, she's liked a picture of a dog.
Most people.
Everybody likes my dogs. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I shouldn't be looking at Twitter while we're doing the show, should I, really?
Well, no, it does slow the programme down. The pace is diminishing.
Yeah, it does. Let's get back to the programme. Is it that time already?
It's getting that
way. Have I been wittering on a lot?
Yeah, you would a little bit, yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Is this 194 shows, this one?
This one's the 194th show, yes.
Golly, I can't believe that. That's a lot, isn't it? I put my iPad down, right?
Yeah.
There we are. And let's finish with the questions for the great sperm whale.
The great sperm whale.
Yeah. And by the way, if you would like your radio station to take this broadcast, you can, of course, get in touch with Rob at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com. But it will cost you a lot.
No, it doesn't cost a lot at all. In fact, you can go to the website and click on the syndication link at the top. And there's a form there. You fill it in and within seconds, you've already subscribed and everything's ready for you.
Doesn't it cost a lot?
No, it's literally a cup of coffee a week.
Oh, for goodness sake. Okay, no wonder I'm broke all the time. Right.
You do get plenty of coffee.
Yeah. Okay, well, I just have to ask Talk Radio to pay me some more then.
That's the way they should fund this, really. Sponsor us, really, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Talk Radio, Monday to Friday, 7 o'clock until 10. Talk Radio. No, not Talk Sport. Not the LBC, nothing. Just Talk Radio. Find that, get the app, and you can listen anywhere.
Have you finished your plug?
It's very useful, an app. Why haven't we got an app for our program here?
We have, but it's on my phone.
Do you know? Never mind. Okay.
Were you going to tell me off then?
Well, yeah, because, you know, it's no bloody use on your phone. Everybody else wants to have it on their phone.
Well, they're welcome to borrow my phone.
Oh. Okay. If you want to borrow his phone, just send us an email. Don't forget, send us questions. And if you want to be on the program as the announcer at the beginning, get in touch. Right. We finish with the questions. Here we go. Before the questions. So I'm going to go and make myself something to eat, I think, in a minute. Now, I've got a really nice already cooked chicken breast.
Right.
Which I had the other part of yesterday, which cooked in a bit of smoked paprika and honey. It's quite nice. I've got some cold potatoes. Should I cook them all up and stick them in a pan of baked beans?
I don't know. All I had for my dinner today was a Greg's steak slice, a packet of cheese and onion crisps, and a chocolate eclair.
No wonder you're so unhealthy. I've also got some asparagus.
It's just too much effort, man. Just walk down to Greg's.
I live in the middle of nowhere. There are no shops around here, and there's a pub that doesn't open until the evening.
Okay, well, maybe they should open a Greg's next door to you.
Yeah, but that's crap food.
I'm going to have to edit that out because I was trying to get some sponsorship there.
Sorry, I meant it's shit food.
Great. Okay. Stephen Kavanagh.
Hello, Stevie. If he's the same one, he's the chief constable of Essex, but go on.
Any chance of a Rendlesham Forest special? He must be, because that's in Essex, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. But I doubt whether it is really the chief constable. We could, Georgina Bruni, who wrote the books on the Rendlesham Forest mysteries, sadly died. But we could revisit that in another programme, maybe. Any suggestions as to guests or people we could talk to? I think the Rendlesham Forest mysteries are pretty well documented, if you want to check out them. Basically, what happened was there's an airbase up on the Suffolk coast, and one night, it's an American airbase, they were on patrol, and something landed in this forest. And, of course, the GIs who were on patrol all have helmet cams, and they filmed it. And the film of this has always caused quite a lot of concern. Some people have said it was made up. Other people have said it was absolutely true. Some people say it was the reflection of a lighthouse. And Georgina Bruni, at one point, a journalist, asked Margaret Thatcher about this. And the reply, she says, Georgina Bruni, was, you can never tell the people.
I haven't seen this
and
footage.
Actually, look, you know, Google Rendlesham Forest mysteries and have a look. And actually, if it was quite widely known that there had been visitations from other planets to this, and they'd left and nobody... you would not tell the people. There's no point in telling, is there really? And it's also a great debate, I suppose, to have. If those people who know knew that in 2 days we were going to be struck by a meteor so big that it would actually wipe out half the population of this planet and cause untold distress to the rest, and there is no escape, what would you do? Would you actually broadcast it? Would you shut down, because, you know, some people may find out, they might find out online, they might tell everybody. What would you do?
Would you tell people? Would you give them the chance to say goodbye to their loved ones?
No, because everybody would want to do that. The roads would be absolutely jammed. Some people would be trying to work out where they could go to live, because some people just can't face the prospect that they're not going to live forever. That's where religion comes back in, of course. I don't think you tell the people. I think Margaret Thatcher was right. I don't think you can tell the people, because a lot of people could not handle that information.
Yeah. Maybe people can write in. Maybe we should ask that question. If you knew the world was going to end, would you tell the people? Should we ask that for next week?
Okay. Yes. Yeah. All right. Carry on.
Nicholas Heath. Do you stand up or sit down to wipe one's bottom?
Ridiculously stupid question. Go away.
Justin Richardson, James and Rob, what are your favourite and least favourite words in the English language?
My least favourite word is religion, and my favourite word is c***nt.
That's not fair. See now I'd want to leave that in, so obviously everyone would know what your favourite word is. Oh, yeah. Dear.
But you can't really leave that in, can you?
No.
Okay, so my favourite word is dog.
Okay. But that's not what your real favourite word is. Your favourite word is something that only one half of the population
didn't
has.
Didn't you bleep my favourite word?
Well, yes, I'm obviously going to bleep it, yes.
Mm. Well, people can guess and they can write in.
Yeah, if you know what James's favourite word is, just send us an email and I'll forward them on to James's private
email. No, you don't. Don't bother with that. Thank you very much, indeed. You just keep them to yourself.
My favourite word is goodbye, and my least favourite word is hello.
Go on. Next question.
Alison Taylor Gray. What do you Alison. Feed your dogs?
Food.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough.
Just Alison, in case you're really interested, I feed them a mixture of the proper dried food recommended by most vets, and I feed them a little bit of soft food. You know, this new soft food, which is very good for them as well. And Daisy May likes a mixture of both. So I mix it up a little bit, but what I don't feed them on just tinned sloppy food.
Do you have to keep rotating the food that you feed your dog? Because I find they get bored.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, wouldn't you get bored eating the same thing?
Well, yeah, there's not much choice.
The pub down the road from me on a Sunday does doggy dinners.
Oh, that's cool.
So your doggy can have a little bit of roast beef and a bit of Yorkshire pudding and some broccoli or something.
Occasionally, I like to put a bit of nice warm gravy on the dry biscuity stuff.
Yeah.
Likes
but,
that.
You know, as long as they get the right minerals and everything else. Yeah.
Yeah. Rose Palmer. Isn't it time that the bands got together to stamp out ticket touts in the light of recent events of low-life people selling tickets for the Manchester Benefit concert? Surely they
Yeah, Rose, I absolutely agree, Rose. And I think a lot of people now in the music business are trying to stamp this out. But also, people shouldn't buy tickets off touts. And if people refuse to buy tickets at extorted prices, the ticket touts would disappear.
Yeah, but the Manchester thing is an example of it's possible because you couldn't buy them off eBay. You couldn't buy them secondhand. None of the second sites were selling them. So why don't they just do that for all tickets? I mean, I wanted to buy some tickets for a rock concert the other day. Face value was about £60. And the cheapest I could find them was £380.
I think that's disgusting. And I wouldn't pay that. And I think if people stop paying that, and you're right, some of these sites should be closed down. They should be prosecuted. I don't know what for, because, you know, you buy something and want to sell it at a profit. There's nothing illegal with that, is there?
Well, no, but they should just make it a law. The face value is the only value you can sell a ticket for. Sell any more than that is an offence.
Yeah. Well, that's a very good idea. And maybe we should bring that up when we've got a new government.
Yes, the new government.
That's a really good point. I might talk about that on my talk radio show, okay, come on. I want to go and get something to eat.
Mark Rayner, best way to make a cuppa?
Best way to make a cuppa is good tea, water that's boiled and then left just for a little bit so it's not completely hot. And that's all you need. You don't need sugar, you don't need milk, you don't need lemon, you don't need honey. You just need the tea and hot water.
I don't drink tea or coffee, but when I make tea or coffee for people, I put the milk in first, then the coffee or the tea bag, then the hot water, and then the sugar.
Yeah, that sounds ridiculous. I don't approve of people bastardizing tea by putting stuff in it. It was never supposed to have stuff added to it. That was a ridiculous thing that the English Victorians decided to do. Coffee and tea should be drunk au naturel.
That's what we do with lager, though, isn't it? We put lime in it or lemonade.
I don't.
Well, no, but that's what people do, don't they? If they don't like the taste, they add.
Yeah, you need, if you want to taste tea, you need to have the tea, not milk and sugar in it.
So what's a cappuccino then?
I have no idea. It's foreign. A cappuccino is a shot of espresso coffee with some milk frothed up on the top, which is a bit of a kind of a desserty thing, if you like. But you will not really find Italians or the French drinking coffee with milk in. Most of the time they will be drinking it very strong and very black, usually with quite a lot of sugar in. But I don't like it sweet, so I'd rather get my sweet from eating chocolate than having sugar.
Okay, should we do the last one then?
Good, yeah, because I'm getting hungry now.
Okay, Jake East. Here we go. What tools do you have in your toolbox and what is your favourite tool?
You'll probably find this hard to believe, Jake, but I don't have a toolbox. Mrs. W has a toolbox. And I don't know what her favourite tools is, because I can't even change a plug. I do not do DIY. I am, even if I had to paint something, I'd make a complete cock up of it. I'm just one of those. I'm absolutely terrible, terrible at doing stuff like that.
Didn't you once buy some flat pack furniture and get a man in to put it together for you?
Yeah.
I thought it was you. Why? I can't remember if it was you or not. That's
yeah. Well, there are lots of companies, aren't there, that if you buy flat pack furniture, that will come. They've got it on the stuff that will come along and do it for you.
Well, don't you sort of feel inadequate when the guy just puts it up in 5 minutes in front of you and then leaves?
No, I've never felt inadequate because they can't do what I can do.
Right. Okay.
You know, I believe that you shouldn't. People shouldn't try and do everything. I mean, what? Then you're putting other people out of work.
Well, then think of all those people that work in places like B&Q that you would put out of work.
Why?
Well, if you said, well, no one should be doing DIY, then there'd be no DIY stores, would there?
Well, I don't mind people doing DIY if you want, but there are lots of, you know, B&Q's used by lots of people who do it as a job.
Yeah, they do have a trade thing, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't do all that sort of stuff. I don't wash my car. And if I wash my car, and I wouldn't be very good at that anyway, I wouldn't do it nearly as well as a little Eastern European man down the road, would I?
I don't wash my car at all.
Oh, don't you?
Well, it gets messy again, so just leave it messy.
Yeah, I've seen your car, yeah. No, I'm going now. I've had enough. Thank you very much indeed. Enjoy the rest of your day, whatever you are doing. And if you want to be involved in the programme, get in touch at jameswhaleradio@gmail.com.
Indeed.
What?
I was just saying indeed.
Yeah. We need a better way of finishing the programme. Can you, as the producer, come up with an idea to finish the programme in a ball, you know?
We'll just say adios.
Amigo.
Listening to the James Whale Radio Show. For more information, visit www.jameswhaleradio.co.uk. Why not check us out on facebook.com/James Whale Radio Show or follow James on Twitter @TheJamesWhale. James Whale, the voice of reason.